next 9 or so minutes, I'm going to entertain you with some music from the era that matches, of course, the Corsair, World War II. Hopefully you hear something you know and enjoy. By all means, I encourage you to sing along, tap your toes. Crap, the dance floor's open before the heat index gets up around 105 today. So if you feel like you have to dance, by all means, do so. We're going to start this out with a song that I usually sing to bring good luck to an air show. After 2 days at Oshkosh and cooking in the sweltering sun, I'm not sure this is what I want, but I'm sure the pilots do. This is Blue Skies.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Do I see blue birds singing a song? Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. No, nothing but blue skies. Nothing but blue skies. From now on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song was a Fred Astaire number, and I think one of the things that really got the soldiers through World War II was music. Radio, you know, Warbird radio or the radio programs that went through to the different areas, you know, specialized in bringing music from home. And if you listen to these standards, if you're younger and aren't so familiar with them, these were songs that were filled with love and hope. They were family friendly. And this is one that I usually get quite a bit of good reaction from. This is about dancing in love. This is Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, oh, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, oh, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like the gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. And I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I won't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, oh, I want my arms about you. The charms about you will carry me through to heaven. Oh, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. Oh, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Thank you. Someone's throwing confetti. I have one more song for you before we bring on the main attraction. Both of these last two songs were American top pop songs. I do want to give a nod to some of the great Warbirds music, or World War II music, from over across the Atlantic. And Vera Lynn really was one of the best, had songs of hope. And this is really the biggest song of hope. Those of you that are familiar with this music at all will know this. This is White Cliffs of Dover.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be tomorrow, just Just you wait and see.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So sit tight. The real good stuff is coming. But on behalf of everyone, Warbirds in Review, I want to thank you so much for your kind reception. Have a great day today. Drink plenty of water.
I'm Bill Harrison, one of the Warbird directors, and I add my welcome to those of you who have been here for a while. And many of you are like me, that you've this is a multi a thing. If families come, it's, you know, from that standpoint, it's great. I'd like to ask one question. How many veterans are there here? All the veterans, stand up. I want to see you. Welcome. Thank you very much for your service. Today we've got a very interesting program. You, those of you who were sitting here the last hour, heard a lot about the Corsair. And we are indeed featuring the Corsair, but basically, this is a people program, and we're very honored today. So first, I'm going to introduce retired Lieutenant Commander Doug Matthews, who will introduce our speaker. Doug?
Thank you. And I know many of you thought that I was actually Captain Hudner, and I'm not. We'll be having him talk in a minute. Thanks for coming, and I thought I'd set the stage a little bit by introducing where we were at the beginning of World War II in naval aviation. In December 7th, 1941, primary Navy fighter, Navy and Marine Corps, was the F-4F Wildcat. And that had been designed in the early 1930s. And it was really our first major production aircraft after biplanes. So it was not what I would call a very advanced fighter. We had a decent kill ratio at the with the Japanese at the outset of the war, but not due to aircraft performance, but due to discipline and training of the American Navy and Marine fighter pilots. The kill ratio was decent, but we needed a large improvement. And the War Department put out a contract, and Grumman was awarded the Hellcat, the F-6F Hellcat contract at the about the spring of 1942. And Chance Vought was awarded the Corsair contract. And so here you have two competitors, and they're trying to produce with no end in sight, of course, in 1942, trying to get airplanes out to the fleet, trying to build a lot of ships, and the buildup's going on. The average pilot coming in is maybe 20 years old, 21 years old for the Navy. Has maybe, by the time he goes and sees his first fighter, maybe has 200 hours. So not a lot of flight time, certainly not a lot of mission training time, no instrument flying to speak of, a little bit under the hood, as they would call it. And so you have very young folks and then a very new design. So Grumman's over there building F-6F Hellcats to beat the band, and Corsair is being built by Chance Vought initially.